How's everybody doing today? Good. Okay. So, I have a deal for all of you.
Alright, you have two options today.
You all can get a snack now. Get one
snack now. Or you can wait until after church and you get two snacks. What do you guys think?
After church, you want to get your snack after church and get two snacks? Okay. What about you, Anna and Logan? After church, so you get two? After church, so you can get two. Great.
Would you rather have one snack now or two snacks after church?
Two snacks after church?
Okay. It sounds like you guys came to a general agreement. Why is that? Why do you pick two snacks after church? Because you get more snacks, right? Okay, so if we're
getting two snacks after church, what does that mean? What do we have to do
in order to get two snacks after church?
Yeah, your sister can also get two snacks after church if we all wait. So, what was that word I just said? What do we have to do? We have to wait.
Yeah.
Is waiting hard? Yeah. And sometimes, do we sometimes want a snack right now and not after church? Do we not want to wait for after church, even if it's something better? Yeah, sometimes we get impatient. So today's story, you guys can get as many snacks as you want, just don't tell your parents, okay? Today's story is about a person that Jesus is his best friend, and this person gets really sick. And his sisters come to him and said, Jesus, can't you heal him?
You know, can you make him better? And Jesus says, I could, but you know what's going to be even better than making him well?
I'm going to raise him from the dead.
Why did he do that?
So he did that because kind of like how having one snack right now is kind of like not as good as having two snacks later. Yeah, you're still hungry. Me too, Addie. Sometimes I just need a couple snacks, right? But, you know, two snacks after church is a lot better than having one snack right now because you get to have more snacks. Well, Jesus had a story today, and he said, you know what? Instead of making my best friend sick, I'm going to do something even better. He said, I'm going to raise him from the dead. That's pretty cool, right? Yeah. And sometimes this story is about how we have to wait for some good things to happen in order for something great to happen. Sometimes that's kind of like having two snacks after church. Sometimes we don't want to wait, but sometimes it's better. So today's story is about being patient and trusting that God will let good things happen to us. Sound good? Now I'm not going to make you wait until after church to get a snack, I promise. Okay? It was just a little experiment. All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for helping us wait for great things to come. Amen. All right. There you go.